Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear Gotta Be There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, que lo que, oh, bienvenidos to another episode of the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast. Ya tú sabes, you know, this entire season so far, I have been bringing magic to the podcast. I've been bringing amazing people, sharing their passions, their purposes, and they are doing something so amazing, one conversation at a time, one question at a time. But this guest today, esta prima que yo tengo ahora, she's very special to me. I don't even know if she knows, like, how special she is to me because, and I'm going to give you guys a little story time, because I want you guys to understand how I met this amazing prima. And I want you to kind of understand parts of your life that you might be like, that's a moment right there. Like, yep, I got it. So before I introduce her amazing self, I kind of want to, you know, go back and tell you guys how my little story, mi historia, and how I met her. So as you guys know, I have been open about my journey with my hysterectomy and my ailments and just my whole life story, my experiences with that, because I feel like if I can try to help someone else be educated or to ask those questions. So long ago, years ago, I think it's been like 6 years now, I got out of a relationship and my life was just changing. I had a really great business that was actually changing as well. I owned a kids fashion design and sewing school, and life was just crazy. And I just wanted to challenge myself. I said to myself, like, I don't know, I need to do something to remind myself my power, to remind myself that I am awesome. Because ya tú sabes, tú conoces, you guys know when people tell you, wow, you're strong, and you're like looking at yourself like, who are they talking to? I am not strong. I just cried yesterday. But this was one of my moments where I was just like, I need something. I need to challenge myself. I need to challenge, and not just my body. I need to challenge my mindset of all these changes, because I know I'm a strong being. So what do we do best when we're trying to research? No, we don't go to Google. We go to Instagram. So I went on Instagram and I'm like scrolling and scrolling. And I see this powerful message from a beautiful, beautiful Black girl. And she is like, She's giving her story and how this person, the one that I have on here, our amazing prima, changed her life, or how she met her. And I was just like, huh? I went on there and she does competing. Like, she trains people for competition. I started laughing. I'm like, what did I end up doing? So I went on there and I started reading our prima, that my guest today, Ashley. And I started reading her, you know, your Instagram, because what you do best, you just stalk, right? You go on, you're like, oh, can I do this? And I started to fall in love, not with the people that she was training, but with the stories behind it, with just her attitude and what the energy she exuded just from a phone. And I was just like, maybe I should write to this girl, because I don't know how much this costs. And you guys know me, I'm all about my budgets. Everybody que me conoce a mí, I'm all about my budgets. I'm all about, you know, my money. So in the sense of, you know, making sure my coins add up. So I go on and I don't know how much she charges. I don't know anything else but her. And of course I write her a life story, because, you know, Sagittarius, we're extra. We got to give her all of it. And the first thing she responds, like, awesome, let's do it. Like, it wasn't even like, no, yeah, nothing discouraging, literally. Within, I don't know, I started in February, and my first fitness competition, I believe was in June, right, Ashley? It was in June.
Right, absolutely, yeah. It was June.
And I was like, hold up. And before I introduce her, the exact details of what she does, I want to tell you guys that sometimes when we do things that we're scared of doing, it's because we're supposed to do them. It's because we're supposed to, there's something in our being that's like, yes, you are your biggest critic. And so I started in February, and I can't wait to share this, you guys, because I'm going to share what my journey was. And in June, I did my first competition. Now, mind you, my thing wasn't even about winning. My winning was within me. And I flew to California, came in second, didn't even think I was even going to come in anything. And I was like, wow, I did that. And I gained so much confidence within me. I gained so much light back into my life that after that, I feel like when I moved to California and all these different things, like so much spark and energy and just things were happening for me because I felt good about myself. And so fast forward now to post-competition, I didn't end up doing one. I did three, like a loca, like a crazy person, because it wasn't even about winning. It was about this energy force of like, you can do this. Like the guy, I'll never forget my first week at the gym. He was like, you doing a fitness competition. Yeah, good luck. And I was like, oh, really? I got you, boo-boo. Because watch me. And I guess that was my motivator too. But fast forward now, I'm in a different life. I'm a mom now. My hysterectomy, the change of my body has caught up with me. And now I'm moving into a woman that needs to now realize about body, love, and image. And Ashley has always talked about this. And I'm going to introduce her, not the one and only, my homegirl, my prima. I love her so much. And Ashley, you'll never know how much you mean to me because you changed. You changed my perspective on life and fitness. And now I'm working on body image. But I love the thing that she always says to all her clients. She's like, stop, forget about what's on the scale. Think about how you're feeling good. Think about how healthy you are. Think about, and you still do that from day one. And she has so many followers and all this stuff, but she's so humble and so genuine. So Ashley, can you tell everybody a little bit about your story and how you started, but also what does Grade A really mean? So tell us a little bit about you and how you started to be so amazing, and then tell us about Grade A.
Well, thank you so much. That introduction was amazing. I really appreciate you, and I will always love you. You know I love you. Let's see. I started my fitness journey on accident, actually. I was going through a divorce. I was super stressed out. I was a mortgage broker at the time, and really bad self-esteem. Really low self-esteem, just didn't love the person that I had become. I was damaged. So I one day just, you know, as women do, I'm in the gym, actually snuck in the gym. Didn't have a membership, kind of walked past really fast. Got on the Stairmaster, and my knees began to hurt. So much so that I couldn't do it. And at the time my daughter was 3 years old. So I'm like, I have a 3 year old, I'm out of shape, I don't like my body, which I'm very unhealthy. I'm going to start working on me. And so it really just blossomed into starting there. And so I started calling trainers, and they're so expensive. You know, they cost a lot of money. And I was like, I can't afford that. I can't do that. You know, so I'm like, well, what I can do is I can work out a little bit at home, and I'm going to go and I'm going to take some courses on nutrition. And then from there, I'm going to actually go to be a nutritionist because I know that food is the biggest part of it. So once I started that, I started feeling amazing. And so I still was intimidated by the gym. I couldn't do none of those workouts. But I had lost weight. I was healthier. My hair wasn't falling out anymore and all that. So then I said, well, I'm going to take yoga. You know, so I went and took a couple of yoga classes just to feel myself around it and fell in love. And I said, well, I'm going to be a yoga teacher. And so then I went to yoga training school. And while I was there, you know, my classmates and my teachers were like, gosh, you're so motivational. Like, you're pushing us all. You should be a trainer. I'm like, who, me? No, I don't know anything about that. I don't have muscles. I'm still flat. I can't do that. And so, I mean, I heard that so much and so much. And so one day I went to the gym. I said, I'm going to see what it feels like to hold weight. I want to actually try. And that day, kind of same as you, Alicia, I was in the gym and I looked over at these beautiful women and they were competing. And I was like, what are y'all doing? What is this? And they said, oh, you know, we're competing for a competition. I was like, competition. So I did what everyone does. I got home, got on Instagram and started scrolling. And I said, oh, look at these women. And I said, I'm going to do one. I want to compete in a show. I want to do one for myself. Just to prove something to myself, to prove that I can be disciplined, to prove that for 12 weeks period of time, I can dedicate myself to something. And it's fitness. I will say this, and I say this every day. Mm-hmm. If you're stressed out, it is the biggest distraction because it forces you to focus within. And so when you focus within, you start to realize those stressors, those people, those things that are bothering you, they're really minuscule in the big scheme of things. And so then you really can put things into perspective. And you know, when you're eating, when you're competing, you have to eat very clean. And so with eating clean, so eating clean comes a clear mind. You know, you don't have toxin and all kind of chemical. So you can actually think really clear. Mm-hmm. So the things that, you know, used to excite me or depress me or worry me, I'm like, oh, please, boy, bye. You know, all of those things you don't care about anymore. So then you just start to feel like a very powerful woman. And I'm not at all talking about the exterior. I'm talking about I feel powerful because I can wake up. I can be a good mom. I can eat my breakfast, cook my meals, clean my house, do my work, all before noon. And because I have this amazing energy. So from there, it really just grew. I mean, overnight. And so one day, I was just, you know, mortgage brokering on myself away. And I said, you know, I quit this. I don't want to do this anymore. I love fitness. I am a yoga teacher. I want to teach yoga. I want to help other women that are like myself. I want to touch lives. This is draining me. It's not my purpose. I don't feel fulfilled as a mortgage broker. So I quit. That was my last day. I'm done. Bye. Crazy. My whole family thought I was nuts. Like, oh, you really went off the deep end now, right? Yeah. So I started teaching, right? I started teaching at a couple of studios and then from there, continued to compete. And then I'm kind of a manifestor. I said, now I want a gym. I want to grow my own gym. I want to coach women. I want to do this like full time. And I want to have a really safe space with no judgment where a woman can come in, she can work out and she feels supported and she feels loved and she doesn't feel judgment because the gym can be a judgment zone. So I was like, I'm going to get rid of all of that. And so that's what I did. And I absolutely love it. And so as you asked me about what grading muscle means to me, a lot of times people think it's a superficial thing or that it means like, you know, grade A, I just look so good, which you will look so good, but it's more it's more about what's internal. It's more about kind of my promise to you is that I'm going to always, you know, try to give you my best. And my name is Ashley, so there's a little porn in there, but but I'm going to always, you know, I'm going to always give you my best. I'm going to always try to meet you with an open heart and be genuine and honest. So that's more so what good and muscle means to me. And then obviously muscle, because that's what we're building. And everybody wants to look good and feel good. So
I love that and I love that you're not afraid to tell us women that, you know, that it's muscle is good. Like, I didn't get it before. For all my primas and primos listening onto the show today, like, when people tell you muscle, you, the first thing you think like, ooh, I don't want to be crazy, looking crazy. But it's not about that. When you are building muscle, you are strong in so many different, it's not physical, it's internally too. And, you know, body image is something that, you know, I've struggled. And I talked about it in another podcast about, you know, it is a generational curse in the sense that, you know, the Dominicans are like, oh, tú estás gorda, like you're big, you're that and this. And I am learning to love my curves because I don't know how to explain this, but I never really loved my curves. Everybody used to say, you know, girl, you got a big booty. You know how many people getting booties down there? And I'm like, I do not like my booty. But you know what? I am so trying to love the parts of my body, even if they hug me a little bit different and that, you know, a size 2 or size 1 doesn't define. And I think society has a lot to do with that, or feeling, you know, now as a mom, you know, self-care and thinking it's selfish. And I want to ask you this because you're a mom and you started, your baby was small when you started this. Why do you think moms think that self-care is selfish? And how can, like, what do you say to moms out there to stop that habit, because every time they're like, well, I don't have time. And in my mind, it's like, no, we got to make time. Like, it's not selfish for you to take care of yourself. What do you say out there to the moms out there that think that?
Well, that's just like another generational curse. That's something we learn. That's something we just culturally we hear that, you know, mom, just be a mom, just take care of your kids. And it's like, you know, I didn't come from a family of everybody eating healthy and working out. So I was the first one. So it wasn't something that was instilled in me. I didn't see it. So for me, I felt bad because I didn't see my mom doing that. I didn't see my mom, you know, eating special food or going on walks. She spent all her time, you know, cooking, cleaning, doing stuff around the house. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's just something that we see. And as a woman, I can tell you this, that I became a better mom once I loved myself. Not that I was a neglectful mom or a bad mom, but I was just a better person. I have more to give when I feel good. You know, it's kind of like, think about your car. If you put, you know, kind of better gas in it, you can't expect it to go fast. You know, so when I have good fuel in me and I love me and I'm taking care of myself, then I can have more energy for my daughter. And then also, my daughter is now 13, and it's really good for her to have. Yes, girl.
I gotta send you a picture of her dangling from the little at the hotel, dangling and playing.
You how little?
She was so little.
She's a teenager. Yes. And so, and again, as teenagers are going through, her body's changing. She's becoming a woman now, you know. So it's really good for her to see. And I'm teaching her really healthy habits too. Like, these are self, and not even all fitness things. Like, you know, these are things about your hygiene and your self-care, spending time on yourself. And sometimes, you know, I'll tell her, don't go watch TV. Like, hey, why don't you go do some planks, or go, you know, go somewhere and jump rope. Go to your room and jump rope. And, you know, these are just things that I'm wanting to instill in her, so that when she becomes a woman, she feels okay, you know, spending time alone. You know, time alone is necessary, and time alone may go jump rope or plank, or, you know, put some extra lotion on, all exfoliate. All of those things are things that, you know, as women, that we should show our daughters. And they want to be up so bad. With my mannerisms, the things that I do. And so I'm like, I want to be a really good example. I don't want her to be like I was. I was a grown woman, and I can tell you this is really bad. I'm not embarrassed to tell you that I was in my 20s for the first time eating a fresh vegetable, and that's terrible. I always had canned vegetables my whole life.
Wow.
Until I was in my 20s. Unless it was a salad, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that was like, you know, it's a fresh broccoli. What's that? I never had that. That wasn't something that was a staple in my household. So I don't want that to be for my daughter. So we're just breaking that curse too.
I love that. And, you know, you should do like a mommy and me kind of online fitness workshop, you know, maybe like on a Saturday, where, because sometimes, you know, moms, if you tell your daughters, I know, or I remember when I was younger, they won't hear. But if they hear from someone else, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we should do that. You know what I mean?
You know, nobody
but, that would be super cool. I know a lot of moms would want to do something, even if it's like an hour, you could do something on Zoom, or because, you know, with the coronavirus. But I love how you said that you're teaching your daughter. And that was my next question, like teaching our sons and our daughters, especially our daughters, about, you know, how to take care of themselves. And I actually saw you were teaching her how to cook the other. Tell me about that. Like, wait, I don't know if I saw that on Instagram, that you were teaching her how to cook, or she was trying to make something. Like, does she know how to cook now?
She can cook really healthy things. So I'll teach her how to saute some shrimp, or let's make some sauteed spinach and mushrooms. And oh my gosh, her favorite is zucchini, like zucchini noodles. So these are things that I teach her, so that when she's a grown woman, she doesn't feel like she has to eat Hot Pockets. You know, she can cook, and she can make a decent healthy meal. It's just something, it's our bonding time too. We have a really good time doing it. And it's just something that, I really wish as a young adult I would have known. I really want to give her that.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, so she can cook.
That's so good. That's something that a lot of people are like, well, you should let them be kids. And I'm like, no, it's all about also independence, showing them to certain things of independence. Cause you're right. They will, you could still be a great mom and care for them and love them and do things for them. But also it empowers them to understand where their food comes from and why these choices need to be made. So when they're out and about, they're like, nah, I don't really want that. I really love cucumbers. Like, I don't really want French fries. I mean, you know, I want this. I'm giving you an example because it starts like that. You know, the freshman 15, you go to college and you gain the weight, or when you do this or whatever, you go make these choices. And understanding food really starts at home. And I love that you do that, because we need that more. We need moms to do that more and to show them. So I wanted to ask you this about making healthy body image changes that we can do, because I'm like a walking advertisement for you. You should know this by now. I love working with you, but when people ask me like, oh, have you done this or have you done that? I always result to you because you're natural. You do things natural. You find the way that it works for you and your body and your life, and you make it work. But for everybody listening, especially the women listening and the Latinas that are listening, that we do have these scars of body image and loving ourselves, what are things that you can tell them to do for themselves every day that can make little changes? It can be anything.
Okay, so if let's just say you have a body image, and I'm just going to go with something I hear as a trainer, and it is every day someone messages me and says something about, oh girl, I just hate my back rolls. Oh girl, I just hate my cellulite. And I'm like, listen, honey, one is everybody has those little rolls. Everybody, I don't care how fit you are, unless you're a Barbie doll, you're going to have a roll somewhere. You know, if you're a real woman, you're going to have a roll, and that's okay. And what I tell women to do is just to work on being healthy. And celebrate your small wins. So, I mean, as a trainer, I'm not going to tell you all the cellulite has to be gone. We're going to celebrate that it's reducing. We're going to celebrate that you feel more comfortable in shorts. We're going to celebrate that you built up a little calf muscle and now you want to wear some shorts. Mm-hmm. So, again, embrace yourself. Embrace your curves. And let me say, you know I tell you that all the time. Mm-hmm. Your body is absolutely beautiful the way that it is. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to make improvements. In fact, we celebrate that. So just because you're making an improvement, just because you're saying I'm losing weight, that doesn't mean you don't love your body. That just means you're polishing it, is the best way to say that.
Exactly. You know? And I want to say for everybody listening on, because I'm Dominican, so I'm a little vain. I am all for plastic surgery. So if you're listening out there, don't let anybody tell you that if you get plastic surgery, that means you don't love yourself on it. Tell them to go have a nice day, because first of all, I've had implants in, and I had to take them out for medical reasons. But a lot of women feel like, oh my God, you know, there are people are going to judge me for doing, do you. That's all I want to say. And the reason why I'm saying that on here, because I know that in the past, you know, I've talked about my breast implants and stuff and how, and I am all for plastic surgery. Don't even get me started. I feel like whatever makes you happy, do that. But also remember that, like, health, and this is what I learned from you, Ashley, like, healthy reasons, healthy choices and healthy life comes from your inner, like how the mechanics of your car works, which is your body. You know, like if you out of breath and you walking from two little feet, you know, like, and little things, you got high cholesterol, you're taking all these, you know, these medicines that you could do it with just easy, you know, working out or doing something, which I'm trying to get my mom to do that so she doesn't have to take no blood pressure or anything. Like, it starts little. Do your life for you, not for anybody else, not for what society tells you, not anything else. Do it for you and your health. How can people work with you, Ashley? Because I know you right now have an online training, which I'm a part of, and she has all that stuff. But tell them how they can work for you. Give them all your website, all this stuff, and tell them why you choose to do the online route where you're doing classes live, but also on the app. Because I think that's what sets you apart, is all those options for people.
Okay, so the first thing is, if you want to work with me, you can email me. My email is bodybyashleynicole@gmail.com. My Instagram is Miss Grade A Muscle @ and Miss MS Grade A Muscle, or the business Grade A Muscle is the @ and Grade A Muscle. Let's see. I want you to have choices. And we're all busy. We all have lives. We all have a million things going on. And so I teach about 3 to 4 classes a day. And I encourage women to come. But I understand that sometimes there's a lot of reasons why people can be shy, or they can, you know, feel insecure, or the time doesn't work, or whatever. So if you don't feel comfortable just yet on the live stream, then you know, you can have workouts on your app that you can do. But again, I absolutely love my clients. I love what I do. I am the type that if we need to hop on a one-on-one Zoom call just so that you can feel comfortable, that I can see your form, that's what I want to do, because that's, it's important to me that you get the most out of it. And it's not about treating people as if, you know, they're just a number. And if you are a member of my business, I absolutely love you. We're family, we're sisters, we're cousins, all of that. And we can text, we can call, because I spend my day talking to a lot of women that I absolutely love. Like, we go from talking about our bodies to hair to all kinds of stuff that sometimes has nothing to do with fitness at the end of the day. It's just about building relationships and having a healthy conversation. So,
yeah, and yeah. I love that. And if you do the app too, you guys, there's actual a little video to show you how to do it too. So you don't have to sit there and Google and be like, how do I do a burpee, or how do I do this? You don't have to do any of that. And the one-on-one is like the most important. We need people in our lives. I have this whole motto, it's not from Drake, that no new friends. I don't have, it's not that, but the people in my circle, you know, like Ashley has been in my life over 6 years, because it's not just about fitness. It's about, I can tell her, like, you know what, I'm feeling depressed about this and I cheated, or I'll send her a message and be like, I'm starting again for the 5,000 million time, you know, but she understands me and my journey, understands what I need and pushes me. And so I urge you guys, keep the amazing people in your circle. Keep that, especially now during coronavirus and all these changes of life. You got to keep positivity. You got to keep something active. And I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. My last fun question I always ask my guests is, what would you say is your superpower?
My superpower? Girl.
Yeah.
you know what? I would just say that my ability to talk to people. My superpowers, I believe, is how I feel in my heart, that I just really want to make a difference, you know?
I love that.
Nothing major. I just want to make it. I wake up every day just so inspired. If someone is telling me, like, I can't, I'm like, yes, girl, you can, and let me show you how, you know?
Well, I'm living.
So that's it.
I am living proof of it. You do that. That is your superpower, that you do help change lives. Like, one question, one conversation at a time. I'm so happy and blessed that you're in my life. And I really hope you do that little workshop I'm telling you about, because I really think there's a lot of moms out there that can come and do like a session with their daughters, depending on a certain age. I think 5 might be too young. It has to be a little like that teenager where they can and do something. And I think that we need that. And I thank you again. Until next time, you guys, muchísima gracia. Check her out. And I'm going to be posting some really interesting, pictures. It's going to be like, what? Yeah, you're going to be like, yeah, I did that. All right, you guys, hasta la próxima. And Ashley, I'll see you tonight, girl, 8 o'clock. Wepa.
Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media. Leave a podcast review and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities. And remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos.